Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of my favorite athletes today, the champ, an American heavyweight champion in studio with us, and we've had him in a couple of times, and I was as into this fight as I've been into anything in sports in a long time, and the way that it all played out, Wilder Fury on Saturday night out at Staples Center, was just incredible. It was like a movie script, and Deontay Wilder's with us now. Champ, good morning. Thanks for being here, man.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I got to give you credit because you're a guy who trains intensely, but it's mental, it's physical. You go through 12 rounds. This fight is crazy, but you're back out there and you're everywhere now after the fight. You're in here with us. You're talking about the fact that Showtime will be airing the fight. And if you haven't seen this yet and you're someone who's like, boxing, I used to be into it, whatever. You watch this fight, you are back in 100%. So go and watch it because everybody's talking about it. It'll be this Saturday at 9. And also there's an all-access after the fight, right? The all-access Wilder Fury after the fight. You can watch that. So it's
tremendous. Wish I had a video on you. During the break, I've never seen you so excited, A, for a guest, but B, for the fight that you saw and how into it you are.
I'm telling you, and like, we're going to let Deontay, I don't want to talk the whole time. I could talk the whole time,
yes.
But like, I was trying to tell him because I can't imagine what it's like being him, right? So he comes out, everybody is just so into this thing, and he's got to mentally prepare for the fight. So I try to ask him questions, what it's like to be you. I wanted him to know what it's like for a Wilder fan to go through that fight. And I wanted to let him know that because he works so damn hard for this. And I know he cares about the fans, right? There's some guys that it's all about the payday. That's it. They don't care. And he always has talked from day one about giving the fans what they want, caring about his fans. So I wanted to let him know that, you know, I would have spent $7,000 on that fight to watch that thing. Every penny, it was worth it. And when you dropped him in the ninth, I was fired up. And then going into the 12th, I wasn't feeling great about it, right? I don't want to leave it up to the judges. I wasn't feeling great about it. And then knowing you, though, it could happen at any time. And there you dropped him with that devastating combination. And there was a shot, and I'm sure you went back and watched the broadcast. There was a slow-motion shot, Deontay, right? Where boom, boom, you drop him. You turn around, right, in slow motion, go, it's over, yeah. Right? And it gave me goosebumps. I'm like, oh, yes, it's over. And then there's a shot of your fiance yelling into the ring going, I blank and love you. And it was like the coolest thing in the world, man. It was just awesome. And listen, Tyson Fury gave you a lot of respect, and he's come a long way, and I got respect for his journey. But, I wanted that guy out and to stay down. And I think this rematch is going to be off the charts. So, I mean, give us your take, you know, a few days afterwards about, you know, what happened during the fight and then setting up a big rematch.
Yeah, man, first off, you know, I'm just so excited to be here, just to be amongst the excitement. What you just played, you know, it was amazing. It makes me warm inside, you know, just to see your emotions after the fight, and it's been a few days now, and you're still so crunk and excited, you know. It makes me feel, because I definitely feel like I had a lot of pressure on me because of, like I said, I've been working, like you just said, I've been working so hard day in and day out just to bring boxing back to America so people can know we have a great heavyweight champion of the world. He's American as well, too. You know, I remember times where people didn't even know who was the heavyweight champion of the world were, you know, and now, you know, that fight, it was just like, all right, well, I got the world attention now. They're here. We in L.A. The last big fight there was, what, Lennox and Klitschko back in 2004, I think, 3 or 4. And it's all on me now. I got the world stage. And, man, I went out there. I started out good, you know, jabbing, hitting to the body, and just some just came on me. I got so anxious. I wanted to end this fight in a devastating knockout. But that's what I do. I'm built off of devastating knockouts. Naturally, you know, I didn't have to force myself to do it and start forcing myself to do it and get them out of there. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what it's like, this fight is easy. What he's doing, I've seen it over and over and over again. I've knocked fools crazy. Just what he was doing, you know, it's just like I couldn't get myself together because of the emotion and the excitement. But, you know, I definitely felt like I wasn't losing the fight. I was still in there and just overthrowing the punches. And in that last round, I ended up started calming down. I got my combination together. Pop, you talking about seeing a guy eyes roll in the back of his head like the sun was setting.
Bro, were you stunned when he got up?
Oh, my goodness. I was like. Inside, I could, you know, I didn't show the emotion. Inside, it's like, but if I had to show emotion, my mouth would have been like this. You know? He don't know how he got up, nor do I.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in God, that's a sign right there.
Well, I mean, he went through, you know, it was sort of like a microcosm of his career, right? Because this is a guy who was on top of the world, and then he hit rock bottom, and then he came back from it. And that right. fight was like, you know, he was doing really well, and then he hit rock bottom, and then he got up. It was sort of amazing how that worked out. And, you know, this now, to me, it couldn't be any better for this rematch.
Yes.
And you have said now, forget about Anthony Joshua. Tyson Fury, he has earned this rematch. We got to capitalize on this. You guys have a healthy respect for one another, which I think is awesome. Everybody likes the back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, at the weigh-ins and whatever else. But it's you want to go in there and beat one another. But afterwards, I think it's really nice to see the mutual respect that you have for one another because of everything that you work for. So what are we talking now? Are we talking it's absolutely your next fight? Are we talking May? I mean, what is the deal? What are the parameters here?
Most definitely. It's definitely going to be the rematch going on. He's definitely going to be my next opponent. I don't want anyone else, you know, and he don't want anyone else. So I think it's only right to give him a rematch. You know, he deserved it. He came to America. He put on a great performance, you know, and we put boxing back on the map as far as the heavyweight division is concerned. I have so many responses and so many every time I'm around so many people, no matter what type of person they are. If they seen that fight, they loved it. They're excited about it. They can't wait to the next one. That's all the big questions is about. When is the next one? We want front row. Everyone want front row tickets now. They want an up close front and center seat, you know. And it's amazing, you know. I think the way it happened, how it's such a controversial, you know, decision and how people got him winning, got me winning, and some just have it in the middle. I think it makes a perfect rematch.
It does.
You know?
Where's this going to happen now? As we talked to Deontay Wilder's in studio with us, talking about Wilder Fury 2, which will happen. You know, I'm partial to, because we're New Yorkers, and I saw you fight at Barclays
yes.
against Ortiz, and that was another amazing fight because you're always putting on an amazing show. But, I mean, what about Barclays Center? What about New York City, man? Like, I know he's talking UK, and I get it, and he feels like he's earned that, but... You still got the belt, right?
Exactly.
Like that's got to mean something. And I think people always talk Vegas, and I get it. But the energy that you bring combined with the energy of New York City at Barclays, is that at least a possibility, you think?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. New York is like my second home. They you know, welcome me with open arms. Every time I fought at the Barclays Center, it got bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I get so much love here, and I appreciate you guys here.
Yeah.
You know, so the Barclays Center is definitely something that's in discussion, as well as Vegas as well, too, because they're interested. A lot of people's going to be interested in this fight, the second rematch, because of the way it's been talked about now. It's just blowing up each and every day.
Yeah.
That's all people are talking about right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And I'm not worried about you because... You know, the attention you're getting now is the attention that I've wanted you to get for a while, right? And when that happens, there have been guys throughout the history of sports where they change, you know, because their attention's getting diverted different places. Everybody wants a piece of you now. You just said everybody wants a front row seat. But I'm not worried about you because you've got supreme focus and you've got the mental side of this thing lined up perfectly because you talk about your visualizations, how you go through a fight 100 times before you get in the ring. So tell me about the difference now after this fight and some of the things, the tactics that you're using to stay you. I know you'll do it, but
yes.
But what are you using to make sure you stay you and you don't end up blowing up and turn into a different guy?
I mean, I'm just keeping the positive energy around me. You know, I came in with the positive energy, positive speaking, positive believing. So the same people I've came up with to this point, I'm even more letting them surround me and shield me because it has gotten so crazy for me. And, you know, I've always said I never wanted fame. I never wanted to be called celebrity. I don't even like that term of celebrity. Like, I just want to be me. Mm-hmm. I do this for my family. I do, you know, I does it to bring the excitement back to heavyweight boxing, the boxing period. It's so many, we risk our lives for others' entertainment. And there's a lot of great fighters in America. You know, I just wanted to bring it back. People always talked about the golden age, the golden era. And you just get sick and tired of hearing it when you're a fighter. So that was one of my goals and missions, to bring the excitement and attention back, you know, especially to the heavyweight division. But, you know, at this time, like, I'm handling it.
Yeah. It's all right. You've been through a lot, man.
It's been crazy. So, you know, I'm just allowing the people to surround me. And even with my wife, man, there's so many, the women is going crazy as well, too. So, you know, I'm telling her, yo, you got to come with me everywhere.
If he thinks the attention's bad now, how about leading up to the next one?
Oh, man. It is going to be, it's crazy right now.
This is what I wanted for you. I wanted this. I know you wanted this. And I think that there's going to be a lot of stuff. And it's going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, watching All Access, seeing the attention that you were getting for this fight was even more than prior to the Ortiz fight. And I'm watching you over talking to Paul Pierce and a bunch of other stuff. Now you're on James Corden and these things. So it's going to grow even more, as Jerry mentions, leading into this rematch. But I know your focus is supreme. And you mentioned your family and how important it is to you. And you should watch All Access on Showtime. The two episodes leading up to the fight were just awesome. And seeing Deontay in his element in Tuscaloosa at his home, going down to the lake with his family, with his kids. I mean, that's another thing that I think is so great about rooting for an individual like you, because now you've been in the studio a couple times, so I feel like I know you. But then, like, you open the world up to see your world, to see your life. And that's what I think of when you're in the ring and where you're getting your inspiration from. So it's just going to continue to grow for you. And this is it, man. You're the guy. You're the guy who, everything that you said you wanted, you're on the precipice of that right now. And I think that's got to make you feel really proud.
Amen. It definitely does. You know, it just makes me feel like my hard work hasn't gone in vain, you know, because I've been doing this for over 10 years now. And they say, you know, it takes 10,000 hours to really just get to the point where you want to go. And that's so true. I've been here. I've been doing this. You know, it's no secret. But, you know, I stayed patient. And that's the key. I stayed patient. I stayed prayed up. I surrounded myself with my family, the ones that love me the most. And we're here now, you know. And I'm just happy. I'm happy for myself. I'm happy for my family. And I'm just excited about my career in the state of boxing. That's all I ever wanted, you know, just to be able to take care of my family and to be able to show that I am great. I'm great at what I do. I'm a freak of nature in this sport, you know. I was at 209 in that fight.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. God. So it was the best shape of your life. Wow. Right, so that caused a lot of buzz, right? People were like, oh, my goodness. I mean, look at you at the weigh-in. So, you know, at that fighting at that weight, because you can be that weight, you can train at that weight, you can walk around, live your life at that weight. In the ring at that weight, give me the feel, the difference for you being weighing that much.
Well, you know, being a heavyweight, people are used to seeing muscular guys, right, and, you know, they go off of the weight. But, you know, I've always been a small guy, you know, in all sports, but I've always been like the strongest, or if not the strongest, one of the strongest. And when you're strong and you know you can still compete with the heavier guys, it builds your confidence level up, you know. So in this sport, I'm blessed with power, true natural power. My power lasts from the first until the 12th round, and I've displayed and showed that periodically throughout my career that I'm very powerful. No one can just sit back and just say, oh, it's over with me, because it's never over until it's over with me. And I think that what give me the confident booster that although I'm small, I'm a small heavyweight, that I got power. A lot of these guys that's heavy, like Fury, he got big man power. He don't have power, right, but he has big man power.
He weighed in at what?
He was like 250-some, so I gave up 50-some plus pounds, yes. Yeah. But even when we tie up, I feel like I'm the more dominant guy. I feel like I'm the heavier, you know. And when these guys, every time these guys are like, Wilder's stronger than the way he looks, you know. And that's the case. And, you know, that's always giving me the confidence, you know, when I'm in there that I know I got power. So no matter what how big they are, if I hit you, it could be the last time. And that's what keeps me going up in there.
Another minute with Deontay Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, bronze bomber, bomb squad, the man. You saw Wilder Fury. If you didn't, you could watch it on Showtime this Saturday at 9. And it's something everybody was talking about for good reason. And we await the announcement of a rematch. So let's just say, you know, May, June, maybe April's too early for this thing. You're going to need some time, man, to really just disconnect, I think. And you're I think you're doing the right thing, capitalizing on the attention right now. But you're going to need some serious time. Any human in any profession that's got this much going on with them, you got the holidays, which sort of sets up perfectly. What will you do to make sure that you detach yourself? Because that's going to be very, very important for you before you start training for the rematch.
Most definitely. You're so right. Me and my fiance, we're already planning to go to Bali.
All right.
So we're gonna travel. We're going to really, really get away, you know. And I definitely need to sit back and take that woosah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's been a lot for me, you know, just coming from where I came from, you know, far as not – you know, little to mid attention and to just shooting to everywhere I go now.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, it seems like crazy. You know, you have some homeless people on the street knew what it was going on and stuff like that. So when it get like that, when you say you get like that, when it's just the average person on the street start to recognize, that's when you know you're going places. And you know, it's stressful. You know, it's stressful because you get to the point where you're like, who can you trust now? Everybody is at you. Everybody wants something. And at least that's how your mind think. And, you know.
Right, true.
It's just so stressful. So I kept telling my fiance, I was telling my people, I was telling my assistant, I'm like, I got to get away. I got to, because right now my head is so filled with so much stuff. I've been talking nonstop as if we're promoting the fight again.
Right.
Because everybody's excited. It's super excited. It makes me happy. You know, it does my heart. I'm so excited. I can't even talk this morning. Like, well, it's amazing.
It was funny because I was really excited that you were available for another interview, but because I'm a big fan and because I watched this fight and I'm thinking about you and the rematch, I was like, oh man, he's doing this much press again. We got to get him relaxed. You know, I was thinking, but it's smart. You got to capitalize on this. You got to be smart about it. But I know you'll take that time. And that's one thing. If you're a Deontay Wilder fan, you're rooting for him to win a fight, you never have to worry about his preparedness on any stretch. You know he's going to show up. He's going to be in great shape, and mentally he's going to be there. And this Fury one. And I don't – like, I'm sort of torn on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, 'cause I have respect for his story, but there's a lot of stuff that bothers me about him, especially watching him in the ring with that herky-jerky nonsense that's going on. You know, and he's got love handles like me, so I guess I can relate there. But he does that herky-jerky thing. It's amazing that you have enough patience while he's doing that. He's doing that stupid tongue thing in your face.
Yeah.
Like, you had some patience there, you know. You were swinging wildly mid-rounds, but like if that's me, like with that stupid tongue and the herky-jerkiness, shut up.
But it was amazing how, you know, to a lot of the, you know, they do these certain things like at the end of the round to steal the round or whatever to show that, you know, certain thing. And he's an entertainer, and I understand that. But, you know, a lot of people make judgment off, oh, he running because he's still in it. He's doing that. Like, it doesn't mean nothing. You know, you see the scorecards and you see Farhood's scorecard on Showtime. That's his scorecard. This man got me just only, you know, winning two rounds. That's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, that was impossible. You know, you have to, nowadays you have to watch these fights on mute. If anybody go back and watch the fight, put it on mute.
Yeah, because score it yourself.
You score it yourself. And please have a paper, pen and paper, score it yourself, because, you know, people can get very biased and stuff like that. And if you don't have any knowledge of boxing, and you listen to the commentators, you're gonna get sucked into what they're saying, and you're gonna believe what they're saying, because a lot of people, oh, you only won two rounds. That's no, I didn't. No, I did not. you know. And but, you know, it makes all talk is good talk. It makes it great for the next fight. You know, a lot of people was making excuses for Fury. Like, he's not, you know, he's been on drugs. He's been out of the sport this month. Wilder's going to knock him out. You know, he's not ready. That's why Wilder picking him. And what he did to be able to survive and go, it made it great for the next one. Because once I do what I got to do and when I do it earlier, then what I, you know, anticipate I'm doing the first time, there won't be no excuses. Because everyone always make excuses for my victory. And that's one of my problems. Like, I never understand that. So the rematch, it won't be no excuses.
When that's set, how long do you train for?
When the fight
when
is set?
When the date is set, how much time do you train for?
Well, we had 3 months for this one. I think we'll have another 3 months.
And so you're 12 weeks hardcore getting ready.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, we're going to go back and we're going to adjust to some things. I'm trying to put on some weight, you know. Yeah. I've been asking some of my heavier guys, you know. I don't want to call them fat. I'm just called heavy. Like, man, how you put some weight on? And they told me you got to eat when you're not hungry. Mm. And that makes sense. And that's hard to do, to eat when you're not hungry.
Right.
So, you know, I definitely want to put on some more weight because that bothered me to come in. I was dressed up and they came in the dressing room. Mr. Why do we need to, you know, get official weight? We want to see where you are. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm thinking I'm heavier than what I am. I'm in a great spirit. You know, I'm ready to go out and do my thing. I get on the scale, 209. I'm like, oh my God. Like, how is this possible that I drop even more weight than what I had when I weighed in the first time, you know? But I kept thinking, I got the power, I'm not worried. But it kind of bothered me a little bit to be 209 to go out there. But, you know.
Yeah, I got on the scale, I was 202 a couple of weeks ago.
Really? You know, my debut was 207. That's why I was like, I'm almost back to my debut, you know, weight. And it's crazy, you know, but
it's crazy.
What can you do?
How are you going to top the outfit you came in to this last fight? I mean, if people haven't seen it, the feathers, the mask, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. You're going to be able to top that?
I don't know. We're going to see a lot of people loved it. You know, they loved to see it. And those real peacock feathers.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah. Wow. That was real. You know,
I don't doubt you. I'm never doubting you.
Yeah. Shout out to Cosmos. You know, they do a lot of great work for a lot of great people, you know, and I probably let them make my uniform again and see what happens. But the mask and the crown, you know, I think I'm going to wear it over and over again.
Awesome.
You know, it's going to replace the last mask until the end of my career, probably. Then again, we may change it up. You know, who knows? You know, I go off the energy of everything. What I do, I go off the energy and the feeling. If it feels right, then I go with it.
All right, so one last plea here while I've got you here. New York City, Wilder Fury, the rematch, Barclays Center would be off the charts. Yeah, I'm being selfish. So what? I've seen this guy at Barclays, and then you add this fight and this rematch and put it there, you're not going to be able to match that energy. I would love to see it. No matter where it is, I'm going to be into it, of course. I'm always going to be following you, but Barclays Center would be off the charts. It really is an honor to have you in here, and take some time, man. Unplug, do what you got to do, and we'll be waiting for you to come back and rooting for your heart.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
Deontay Wilder, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. You said it was the golden age. You're sick of hearing that. It's the bronze age now for the bronze bomber. There he is. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.